Hello everybody, in today's Nach Daily we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 141. This chapter is 10 psukim in it. Let's jump right in. Just like the previous chapter, David wrote this perek while he was on the run from Shaul. David understood Lashon Hara, slander, is what caused Shaul's outrage, which in return caused unnecessary bloodshed. David asked to be saved from being harmed by others, to be guarded from speaking slander himself, and not to be influenced by their ways. David davens for his prayer to be desirable like korbanos in front of Hashem. David asks God for true understanding and knowledge of God, for his lips to be saved from speaking harm, and for his enemies not to prevail over him. David expresses the desire not to be influenced by the negativity around him, as well as not to fall into the trap that was set up to catch him. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 2 it says, Tikon tfilasi ketoris lefanecha, masas kapai minchas arev. Let my prayer be fixed before you as an incense offering, the raising of my hands as the afternoon prayer. The Gemara in Yoma 44a brings, the incense offering atones for slander. The incense are brought in a relatively quiet manner, in a place where only the Kohanim can enter, in the sanctuary on the Mizbeach HaZahav, golden altar. Therefore, it atones for slander, which is done in secrecy. Unfortunately, nowadays, using our words to take something or someone down is often done on the internet in public forums. A person can post whatever they feel like given what's on their mind for all to see in that moment. Often a bad review on a product, store, or service can have many difficult consequences for the person or thing it's said about. The Radman Wali explains on a deeper level, the Ketoris offering is what joins together the Elyonim and Tachtonim, upper worlds and lowers. It unifies it with a very strong spiritual connection that is stronger and more hidden than anything else. Therefore, David was asking Hashem, let my tefillah enter into you and go lifnai lifnim by reaching the deepest hidden places in Shemayim. The consideration of the tefillah as the Ketores incense will have a way to completely bypass the angels of judgment who stand and wait to tear down your tefillahs and go directly to Hashem. Let us merit to speak to Hashem with such honesty, sincerity, and feelings that our prayers will indeed be considered like the Ketores to penetrate the deepest places in Shemayim. Stay tuned for our next episode of Nach Daily. We will be moving on to Tehillim Perek 142, when David was hiding in a cave. We have only 8 prakim left until we finish Tehillim. Just a heads up, many people have been asking me what sefer we're going to learn next when we're done. So Amir Tashem, we're going to be starting Mishlei right when we're done with Tehillim. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.